The State Department of Education has voted to consider closing a charter school in Willimantic. Last year, the department found several problems with how the school has been managed. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
Emotions ran high at Path Academy as students, teachers, and parents learned that their school might be closed by next school year.
I feel this community right here is a family. We all know each other.
That's sophomore Shaylin Mercado addressing Diana Wenzel from the state's education department on Tuesday.
And we all have built a bond, and there's plenty of people here that are graduating next year in December, that if you guys do take this school away, they will not even be able to do that.
Path Academy is a charter high school that teaches older students or those who aren't on track to graduate on time. The state claims that Path has operated two satellite locations in Hartford and Norwich without being authorized to do so. The school also enrolled many students who weren't regularly attending, and it was teaching some students part-time while getting grant money as if these students were full-time. State records show that the school lacked documents for 128 students over a two-year period. This means the state may have overpaid Path Academy by over $1.5 million during this time. Commissioner Wenzel fielded a stream of questions and comments from students and parents, upset at the idea that the school might close. She says if the State Board of Education revokes Path's charter, each student would be placed in another school according to their needs. In the meantime,
please keep coming to school. It's very important. Keep working, keep studying, keep fulfilling your graduation requirements. Any action that would be taken after the school year.
But those words confused 18-year-old student Samantha Marley, who's expecting to graduate over the summer after the school year ends.
I'm scared. I'm scared for my future, and I think a lot of other kids here are.
Enid Ray runs the nonprofit Our Piece of the Pie, or OPP, which manages the charter school. She says the school is aware of the problems and has been working to fix them over the last few months.
That there are issues that need remedying, I'm not disputing that. We're working on them actively.
The state became aware of the problems back in October of 2017, only 2 months after Ray took over at OPP. The school has had since January to fix the problems, but the state has pointed out that not enough has been done over the last 5 months. Ray says that's surprising.
We have been responding to the state. We have submitted corrective action plans, and we've been in back and forth dialogue with the state. This was not where we thought the conversation would end, however.
Ray says the original charter might need to be revised to reflect the challenge of teaching older students who are undercredited.
We all, including the state, may have underestimated how much it really takes to engage and serve students who are disconnected.
Many of the students have jobs, take care of children, or both. That's reflected in the high number of absences. Nearly two-thirds of Path students were absent 50 or more days, and a third missed at least 100 days of school. And that's just for this school year, which isn't over yet. Ray says these students were missing even more days before they came to Path.
So for us, if a student attends 50% of the time, that's a huge win. That's a huge level of engagement. But that may not translate for what we need it to in terms of the state's measures.
The state's largest teachers union issued a statement urging the school's charter to be revoked and calling Path's practices, quote, shocking and unacceptable. Path Academy will have an opportunity to be heard at a state school board meeting set for June 19th. The board then has 30 days to decide its fate. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.